as far as Tel Aviv. There are fears the situation could ignite into a wider conflict. 28 Palestinians and 2 Israelis have been killed. The shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline has entered its fifth day. Officials seeking to soothe concerns about price spikes or damage to the economy from that cyber attack on the major pipeline that supplies fuel to the East Coast. Colonial said it anticipates restoring the majority of its service by the end of the week. Russian officials say a gunman attacked a school in the city of Kazan. Russian officials say 9 people have been killed. The dead in the shooting, 7 students, a teacher, and a school worker. On Wall Street, stocks are now mixed. The Dow is down 445 points, but the NASDAQ is 6 points higher. This is SRN News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our 50% off May special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery, unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. That's 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. And don't forget our May 50% off.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
At Ligger's Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Ligger's customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Ligger's on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Ligger's good.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Peppertree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've got this disturbed weather pattern, which continues for a few more days as a series of disturbances brush by the area. For today and tonight, the risk of more scattered showers and thunderstorms. A couple could be on the strong side. High today around 82, low tonight down to 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A little cooler, high 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday, high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday. Upper 70s and sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy. Accurate, immediate, carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Submitted for your approval, a society where nobody showed their face because they were always covered in masks.
What are you talking about? That's been like the last year of my life.
Oh, well, picture a world where you could never leave your home.
Yeah, dude, I never leave my house. None of us do.
Really?
Yeah, really.
How about a place where you go to work, have lunch at a restaurant, and shake hands with your coworkers?
Whoa, creepy.
You're about to cross over into the Twilight Zone.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast.
Yeah.
Happy hour, News Talk 93.1 WACV on this Twilight Zone day. That's what it is. We'll be celebrating. All we got to do is look at the news to find out how freaky it is. Terry and Rosie are here.
And here they are.
Jeff, dig deep.
Please clap.
I don't know why I keep playing that. Like, it's going to change. Like, suddenly it's going to be a more animated version of Jeb exclamation point.
These days, you never know.
Yeah. Hey, how's that new administration working out for you fossil fuel fans? it gets more. Oh, nice day on the market today, too. Down almost 500 points.
Yeehaw.
Yes, sir. David Blackman's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Being that he has spent 40 years in the oil and gas business, he'll have really unique perspectives to offer us on this Colonial Pipeline thing. Good thing you shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Gosh, that's got to be a big help in a situation like this. Let's shut down all the pipelines. Let's just all sit around and pick our noses for the rest of our lives. This
is nothing less than the implementation of the UN's Green New Deal. That's what this is. That's getting us ready for it.
Well, do we roll over and accept it, or do we fight back?
I think we should fight back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Always. That's what made us Americans.
And what's happening is at least that on a state level, some of this is being rejected. Like this sitting around the house and collecting, $700 a week for doing nothing. we are now among seven states. It's all the red states. Florida, us, one of the Dakotas, Arkansas, Texas, are stopping. I mean, we got a call this morning from somebody on the morning show who said they tried to order a pizza from a local Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
It was closed. They got nobody to work there. This is not normal.
I like what DeSantis said to his people. I love that.
Among many things, which one in particular?
Get a job.
Yeah.
It's over. Get a job. Go to work.
Yeah. That's kind of it. It's time.
Yep.
You don't have to, you know, you take a walk down Atlanta Highway. You can't go 50 feet without looking for
help wanted.
And if you're breathing and at least somewhat literate, have a decent disposition, you should be able to get a gig.
Yeah, I mean, even McDonald's is throwing $100 just a bonus when you come to work there. I mean, I know that's not much.
Never thought I'd see the day. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? A third of the people in the survey said that they would get the vaccine for $100. And I wonder, you know, if you're that passionately anti-vax, you'll, because you have these concerns, you'll throw that away for $100?
Yeah.
I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
No, that doesn't add up.
But so little does. In the meantime,
so true.
Rand Paul took on the Little Menace today.
Good.
So did Tucker Carlson. Tucker last night on why fraud she hasn't faced criminal charges. I'm going to give you a brief preview of the Tucker clip. I hate this forking thing. Pardon me. Okay, start. It's okay, start. Oh.
There he is.
Yeah, his lips are moving, but
he's muted.
You know, some of these, the volume is automatically on, and some it's off because there's like 14 different players.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight.
And we'll get back to that and find out why he thinks Fauci should be facing criminal charges. But today on the Senate floor, Rand Paul.
But the White House that is supposedly so committed to science chose as its head COVID coordinator a man with no background at all in science or medicine. His name is Jeffrey Zients. Zients ran Joe Biden's presidential transition team. That's his qualification. He's a former management consultant from Bain who sat on the board of Facebook. Jeffrey Zients is a political operative. That's who's overseeing COVID response for Joe Biden. The good news is, because Jeffrey Zients is not even close to being an actual scientist, he doesn't talk like one. Occasionally, he says things whose significance the rest of us can understand clearly. Listen to Jeffrey Zients from CNN yesterday, and it becomes very clear how the White House understands this pandemic. Watch.
The light at the end of the tunnel is brighter and brighter. Uh-huh. Let's keep up our guard. Let's follow the CDC guidance. And the CDC guidance across time will allow vaccinated people more and more privileges to take off that mask.
Up your ass.
There it is. The CDC guidance across time will allow vaccinated people more and more privileges to take off that mask, end quote. Mm-hmm. A sentence like that raises so many questions, it's kind of hard to know where to start. But how about here? If vaccines work, why are any vaccinated people wearing masks ever anywhere?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, we've asked that, too. I'm no doctor, but I always thought the point of a vaccination was...
So you can't get it.
Or give it.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense.
It's crazy. Oh, and now...
Israel is being attacked as we speak.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, Miss Connie sent me a text earlier and said that her people over there are talking to her and they're being... Their rockets are falling.
Yeah, I knew there had been some, but Israel kicks ass, of course. Our president will side with Iran no matter what.
Of course he will.
Because that's who they're in bed with. And the people that are pulling his strings. I got another clip on that. I want to play a little of this Rand Paul
clip I'd love
going
into
the Little Menace.
Dr. Fauci, we don't know whether the pandemic started in a lab in Wuhan or evolved naturally, but we should want to know. 3 million people have died from this pandemic, and that should cause us to explore all possibilities. Instead, government authorities, self-interested in continuing gain-of-function research, say there's nothing to see here. Gain-of-function research, as you know, is juicing up naturally occurring animal viruses to infect humans. To arrive at the truth, the U.S. government should admit that the Wuhan Virology Institute was experimenting to enhance the coronavirus's ability to infect humans. Juicing up super viruses is not new. Scientists in the U.S. have long known how to mutate animal viruses to infect humans. For years, Dr. Ralph Barrick, a virologist in the U.S., has been collaborating with Dr. Shi Zhengli of the Wuhan Virology Institute, sharing his discoveries about how to create superviruses. This gain-of-function research has been funded by the NIH. The collaboration between the U.S.
National Institute of Health
and the Wuhan Virology Institute continues. Doctors Barrick and Shi worked together to insert bat virus spike protein into the backbone of the deadly SARS virus, and then use this man-made supervirus to infect human airway cells. Think about that for a moment. The SARS virus had a 15% mortality. We're fighting a pandemic that has about a 1% mortality. Can you imagine if a SARS virus that's been juiced up and had viral proteins added to it, to the spike protein, if that were released accidentally? Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute
of Virology. Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not doing gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina, not
You don't think
in
inserting
China.
A bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain-of-function?
That is
you would
not
be in the minority, because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain-of-function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain-of-function, despite the fact that people tweet that.
So do you still support sending money to the Wuhan Virology Institute?
We do not send money now to Wuhan.
Oh, there's the key word.
Now.
Yeah, because everybody's looking. Before, that's what
we
sent the money.
We stopped, so you wouldn't know we were doing it.
Bastard, that little son of a bitch has done more damage to this country, almost more than Joe Biden. But
Biden's
let's face
catching
it,
up.
Fauci's had a one-year head start.
Yeah, exactly right.
I really want to be... In fact, Ken Reynolds is going to stop by. We're going to give away some tickets to the Brewfest this weekend.
After four?
After four.
Okay.
We have a little fun with... With Ken, he'll be here for just to get everybody on board with what's going on, how to buy tickets, and that kind of thing. And I have an idea for a contest. We might be able to actually have some fun in the midst of the chaos of the day.
Hate the chaos. Hate it.
Rosie Brock, Terry Adams, Greg Boudel at 318. Lewis Lawn, what a great place. Mm-hmm. I am in the process of making a choice now. I'm really looking at the... I want one of those battery-operated mowers.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I like the idea that you just park it on the charging station. I got room in the garage for it. I finally cleaned out enough crap to make room for something like that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that's a big for me.
Believe me,
good for you.
Major achievement, and then you just take it off the charging station and touch the on button, and it whirs to life.
Just that simple.
And you can do push or self-propel. I think a gentleman of my age probably should get the self-propel, but the walking is still good for you.
Absolutely.
And this thing is so good, you kind of have to keep up pace with it. Anyway, that's one of the many great offerings at Lewis Lawn. They carry all the great product lines, Walker, Echo, Exmark, Toro, Shindawa. They carry them all.
You should mulch. You should get the attachment that lets you mulch. That way you don't have to worry about throwing clippings up in your air conditioner if you mulched.
How about if I pave that part of my backyard?
You could do that
AC
too.
AC unit is. That's what
you know, 20 years to pay for itself.
You know, it's a thought.
It is.
Because I think it's clogged up again. I really do.
Probably.
Anyway, whether it's edging, trimming, mowing, pressure washers, all of it's available at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. Chad Sasser's our point guy there. He knows who's got the monthly incentives and special deals. And Haley and that great group, part of our show and our family here on News Talk for many, many years. So when you need something, go see him at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
David Little's in the house. We're into spring. Summer's right around the corner.
You're right, Bubba. It's right down the road. I tell you, not far. Memorial Day, lots and lots of great events coming up. If you want a necklace, you want some jewelry, you want a purse, we've got it. Great new stuff in. If it's candy you want, and if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate. Ideas, more dark chocolate. If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, we've got it all. Memorial Day's coming up. You want to get ready for your big backyard party, pool party, lake party, we've got beach towels, beach totes, sauces, seasonings, you name it, we've got it. We're your one-stop shop for your party needs this summer.
Where are you located?
350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470. Like us on Facebook.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Views Alto is the vape as unique as the back roads you ride. With Views by You, you can choose from 7 colors, 3 flavors, 3 nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. Make Views Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Views.com. Views, charge beyond. Vapor products, underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted dates 21 and over tobacco consumers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now the winner of the Derby tested positive for steroids. And I made some money gambling and I bought a couple things. But I made a bet with my brother-in-law and the guy's pretty mad. He says our bet has been nullified and he wants his wager back. He can't have the money 'cause the horse was on drugs. I'm real sorry, but you're out of luck. It's not my fault. You can't have your $100. I really don't care if you think that I suck. No, 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 no.
Poor Medina, the horse doesn't know anything about it.
No.
But did you hear the excuse?
Yes.
He blamed the groomsman. That's the guy that just basically
brushes him and does
it. Takes care of the stable, makes sure there's bedding and food and all that.
What did he do? Slip it a Mickey?
Well, no. He was on a cough syrup, so he says, that was very powerful. And in ingesting the cough syrup while he was working in the stable, in Medina's stable, that he had to urinate. So that's what he did.
So the codeine in his urine, the horse apparently ate the hay that was infested with, okay.
That's the hay.
That's a stretch.
Then the horse eats the hay and gets somehow
that's a stretch.
High.
I'd be kicking him in the behunkus if he was peeing in the hay that my horse was eating.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, we didn't own a Kentucky Derby winner. We owned a really nice horse, and we did better than that by Slick, for crying out loud. Rest in peace, Slick. What a good boy.
Sorry, Slick.
So it's just, we're just living in it. We are, today is Twilight Zone Day. This is where we live.
Yep.
We have now taken up permanent residence. I got an email from Mark Cumby, one of our great correspondents.
Wow, I love Cumby's stuff. He does good stuff.
The Trans-Israel pipeline was damaged in a rocket strike earlier, currently burning. Just watch the media line up and take anybody but Israel's side in this thing. So gas is going to be $5 a gallon soon, probably. You know, it was just a little over 100 days ago that we were an energy-independent nation. And 81 million people says, no, we don't want that. We like being subject to it. How about this? We heard Russian bullcrap. You know, a collusion hoax how long do we have to endure that garbage? Now we got a real Russian situation. I don't know nothing about birth and babies, says our president. He doesn't know. Doesn't know. Doesn't know if we're paying people to sit home. Doesn't know really much of anything.
Nope.
Sadly. And I have another Tucker clip, which we probably won't play, it's a Bill O'Reilly clip that we probably won't play. That explains who the real powers are. Well, look at this. It's this nice tweet from Baumhauer's National Shrimp Day.
Oh, man. Ooh. I'm hungry. They shouldn't do that.
Look at those skewers. I got to put a heart there. Are you ready? President Trump, cheap gas. Joe Biden, no gas. Yeah, there you go. Let me go to Facebook real quick because I posted a story relative to this earlier. Say, you know, what 81 million people voted to relive 1979. Cybersecurity experts condemn White House for ransomware stance. They got money to piss away on things that have nothing to do with government. But when it comes to the lifeblood of our economy and it gets cut off by a hostile nation, they got nothing. Well, that's a colonial pipeline problem, not a United States problem. Asshole! Sorry. Had to be said. Here's Thomas Griffith says, actually, back in the early 70s, there was an oil embargo that caused gas shortages.
That's when gas went up from 20 cents a gallon
that was
to 60 cents a gallon.
The embargo was in the early 70s.
Yes, it was.
The shortages in 79 were kind of connected to the hostage situation in Iran.
That's right.
Hey, I was talking to the boss before I came upstairs today because he was telling me that he's seen a couple of stations locally that don't have any gas. Back then, I had a 35-mile drive each way to and from work when I was working for him in South Beach. Had to have gas every other day with that fuel-efficient Corvette I was driving.
Yeah. 15 miles a gallon.
So I lucked into a guy that owned a Texaco station on Alton Road, and he listened to the show. So if I knew how to sneak in the back way, he would signal me to pull up to a pump.
Cool.
Even though my license plate wasn't technically eligible for gas that day. This is where we're going. This is nuts. Shut the Keystone Pipeline down. Thank you, AOC, and your hellions.
Let me read you something. Miss Connie sent this. We were having a conversation.
Sure.
Do you realize that Trump was stabilizing the world? Middle East peace plan, Iran under control, China being controlled, Mexico on good terms in helping us with the immigration problems, North Korea's calmed down, etc. And now, this short time under Biden, all these countries are headed to war. Stupid American people.
Yeah. Yeah, because they all bought into this Grandpa Joe. What the nice old man. We had that horrible Trump raising hell and all that.
Orange man bad.
Yeah. Because we have basically cultivated three generations of simpletons.
Amen.
There are those who aren't part of that group. I got to be real clear on that.
There's a few.
But there should be outrage coming from millennials and those younger. Because they're screwing with your life. I may be dead by the end of today from natural causes. I'm probably not going to be around to see the worst of this. But you will. And you ain't going to like it.
No, you're not.
And by the time you understand exactly what you bought into, it's going to be way too late.
Amen.
Because you won't have a gun to fight back with at that point.
No, they're going to take those.
All right, we're going to turn things over now to our friend, the much beloved and glorious... Prime Minister of Playtime, this is a good sales vehicle for Kymco and scooters that
get absolutely
100 miles per gallon?
Yes, sir. The little Z125 Kawasaki, which is, they were smart and fuel injected it, 135 miles a gallon.
That's incredible.
It is. Now, it's not something you can hop on the interstate and go from here to Birmingham, but it's something great to get around the city on. It's great for college students. It's great for just small commutes. 135 miles a gallon. It's unreal. Fun little thing, too. Of course, we sell the Kymco scooters. They get up to 100. I mean, Suzuki even makes the 650 Bergman, which is like a Barker lounger on wheels. It's unreal. I mean, you can put a cup holder in it. You got a big windshield. You can smoke. It's unreal.
So
and
cool.
Even my road racing techs, they'll admit with nobody around that they love them because it's like riding a Barker lounger on wheels. It's incredible. We have those guys. We have everything. Everything's on sale. Polaris is throwing huge money at everything. I'm sitting here looking at Kawasaki, 0% APR for 12 months, 2.9 for 36. It goes on and on and on. Plus, if you're military or retired military, you also get an additional discount from Kawasaki because they appreciate everything you've done to protect this great country of ours. So everything's on sale. COVID has finally caught up with our supply chain a little bit, so the best thing to do is come in, let's figure out what it is you want or need, and put your name on one before it gets here, and that way you don't have to worry. That's the best way to do it.
And the place to do that, Adams Motorsports, yep. 528 Northeastern Boulevard, that's the bypass at Hackle, and you can get your credit app started and browse the pre-owned inventory at adamsmotorsports.com.
That's us.
331.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic, our busiest spots right now, Norman Bridge and Highway 331 on East South Boulevard. Got a lot of congestion on East Boulevard at Troy Highway. Also, Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson at the Wetumpka Highway. Taylor Road's busy, I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic. No accidents we know of to pass along to you at this moment. 567-9000, that's the number to call MCS to refinance your home mortgage, get cash out, or get pre-approved to buy. MCS and Wetumpka, NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Brewmaker Motors would like to say congratulations to all the 2021 graduates and best wishes on your next adventure. It's better at brewmaker.com.
Warhawk, welcome to Master Thespian.
Hey, I'll go quickly because I know you're waiting for somebody else to call in.
David Blackman.
This whole thing about the virus, I remember back in January of 2020, all the news people were talking about, oh, it starts in China. It's in China. Oh, it's in the Wuhan. And they were also talking about it coming from the lab back then.
Yes.
What's happened with that? Have they walked back on that?
No, the media reports what it's told to report, and the suckers out there who are too lazy to do their own investigative inquiries on things just accepted it. You know,
well, the media wouldn't lie to us, would they?
They've been lying for the last 5 years at a level.
Lambasting Trump for saying it's China virus.
Yep.
Well, that's where it started, in China. So, anyway, all right. I'm gone now. I've had my rant. Here we go.
Right back at you. All right, David Blackman, in 2 minutes.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need. Use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer one-hour loan approvals. That's right, one-hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
It's back. The Riverbend Brewfest Brews and Blues Festival Friday, May 14th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Train Shed. Brewfest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Tickets are $25, include a commemorative tasting glass, and will benefit the Family Sunshine Center. There'll be food vendors and live music provided by the King Bee Band. For tickets and information, visit montgomeryal.gov. Tickets also available at Dirk's Filet and Vine. Sponsored by Dreamland, Allstate Beverage, Blue Water Broadcasting, and the City of Montgomery.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is hiring. Discover the Dixie Difference, a level of excellence that my family has proudly provided its clients and staff since 1908. Apply at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
license number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this disturbed weather pattern yet. Risk of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast for a couple of more days before it ends. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around, with a low tonight down to about 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. A cooler day tomorrow, high 73. Risk of some leftover showers on Thursday. Thursday's high 71. Then great weather returns on Friday with upper 70s and lots of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Spring has sprung, so spring into savings at Brubaker with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When you're cruising down the highway with your gas gauge in the red, the first thing you'll do is panic, 'cause you'll shell out lots of bread. It's still rising every week now, and it's almost at a crisis. Ain't no such thing as cheap gas prices.
And we've got just the guy to answer our questions on gas prices, where things are going, in response to Biden's energy policy.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
You should call David Blackman, Mr. President, and make him your energy czar.
Yeah, you know, you and I lived through the Carter administration once. I never thought we'd be doing it again, but here we are.
I posted that on Facebook this afternoon. Sure. 81 million people voted to relive 1979. Not recommended, but yeah. We are. Here we are.
Not smart.
Can you give us some insights on the significance, first of all, it's almost like an act of war that Russia would hack a pipeline, and how this one pipeline could manage to be so impactful across the eastern seaboard and other places?
Well, first, let's be careful. I mean, Russia, unless I missed something this afternoon, the FBI is blaming this on some independent outfit that originated in Russia, but doesn't really have any affiliation with the Russian government.
Oh,
good.
You know, and of course it's the FBI. So we don't, I mean, I don't know whether to believe that or not,
nope,
right?
Nope.
But yeah, no, this is a big deal. It's a big deal. And it just points out to how stupid it was for President Biden to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because, I mean, that would have only greatly enhanced our energy security in this country. Oh, but so now, okay, we're not going to have that. And we're importing 10% more of our daily oil needs than we were 6 months ago.
Oh,
and that's going
God.
To continue to increase. And now the biggest gasoline-carrying pipeline in the continental United States is out of service due to a cyber attack. And we don't know when it's going to come back up. Colonial is saying they think they may have it all reactivated by Sunday, but they don't know. And frankly, I don't have much confidence in that, given the fact that their entire website went down at about 4 o'clock this morning and still hasn't come back up. So I don't think we really know what the situation there is. I just saw a report, just so everyone knows, that 20% of the gas stations in the city of Atlanta have no gasoline currently.
Well.
And yet the New York Times and CBS News are reporting that there are no long gas lines as a result of the Colonial shut-in.
Oh, I mean, yeah, right.
That's your propaganda news media.
Unbelievable.
Action, folks.
What you're seeing at the gas station isn't really happening, folks. It's
right.
Not happening.
Don't believe your lying eyes. Believe us. Yeah.
It's a good thing.
So, you know, it's a bad deal. It's a really difficult situation for a lot of people right now.
Yeah, and like you said, likely to deepen before things turn around.
I mean... I think everyone needs to understand that even if you're not currently sitting in gas lines right now, if this goes on for another week or so, you probably will be, because it'll become a nationwide distribution issue. I mean, distribution is critical to the supply of gasoline and getting the supplies to the right areas in the right quantities at the right time. And this is disrupting all of that in the eastern third of the country.
There was some back and forth missile stuff. In fact, I think an Israeli pipeline was attacked. Is something like that going to impact this situation? Seems like it's all going south all at once.
Well, I, you know, given what's been happening this year, I guess anything's possible. You know, I've been worried, to be honest with you, I'm reluctant to write about it just because I don't want to give anybody any ideas. But 98% of pipeline infrastructure in this country is in rural areas. I mean, it's just out in the countryside. There's no security. There's no fences around anything. And yet, 7 or 8 feet underground. But, I mean, it's not that hard to dig a hole with a shovel 7 or 8 feet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's subject to terrorist attacks. And a lot of pipeline infrastructure, you know, the big compressor stations that actually, you know, put enough pressure in the line to move the product, they're all above ground, and the big switching stations and interconnect stations are above ground, and there's, you know, there's not security. There hasn't ever needed to be.
Exactly.
So, you know, but when you look at this and when you see the kind of disruption this can cause, I have to believe, you know, terrorist groups like Hamas, who are lobbing bombs at Israel the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. And Hezbollah and, you know, ISIS are, you know, looking at this situation and thinking, dang, you know, we can really have a major impact on U.S. society by putting out one pipeline. Who'd I ever thought of that? So it's a dangerous situation, and we have a dangerous administration in office that has, you know, I watched Jennifer Granholm for 5 minutes today before I almost threw up, and she has no clue how to deal with any of this. And so, you know, it's a rough situation, folks. I mean, we're just, I'd recommend you just, I recommend anybody hoard gasoline in any way, but you might want to top off your tank at some point here in the next day or two.
I'm leaving now to go. I think the Chevron station, not that I'm self-centered or only worried about me. Actually,
I mean, I don't want to be overly alarmist. If Colonial's back up and running by Sunday, if the company says it might be, then this is going to be a blip in the screen.
Yeah.
If this lingers for another week, you know, this could be a nationwide issue, and you know, the economic impacts of that are going to be very significant.
Is this something, and I'm almost hoping it is, if we're going to go through this level of inconvenience and nonsense that could have been avoided, you think this can impact Biden politically, the Democrats politically, because this is their deal? Let's shut down the pipeline. Let's throw away energy independence. Let's pretend that we're ready to completely get away from fossil fuels, which we're not even light years close to being able to do that, right? How did it work out for your state? How did it work out for Texas, David, during the big freeze back in February?
Yeah, you know, and of course that's not really the Biden administration's fault. That's our idiots at ERCOT's fault. But anyway,
glad to know that
don't
idiots
get me started
on
that one.
I'm glad idiots are both local and national.
Yeah, they are. But, yes, it could impact them politically. I mean, look at who this is impacting the hardest right now, okay? It's people in Georgia that supposedly voted for him.
Yeah.
It's people in Atlanta who did vote for him. It's people in New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey and Connecticut and, you know, all those eastern seaboard blue states, and which is why the administration's so panicked about the whole thing. Because, you know, this is causing even higher gasoline prices than people already had to pay.
Yeah.
For his voters. So, yes, it could definitely impact them, and they know it.
This is their way of showing they care about the poor, so that...
And see, the other problem they've got here is that they can't rely on the news media to keep reality away from their voters, because it's their voters that are sitting in this gas line.
Right? Yeah,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
And so they see it with their own eyes, and when they turn on CBS Evening News tonight, and the anchor says, oh, this... nothing to worry about. There's no gas lines, no shortages of fuel. They're going to say, wait a minute, I just spent an hour and a half trying to fill up my tank.
Yeah,
maybe it'll wake some of them up.
Yeah, hopefully.
David Blackman, can you hold for a moment, please?
Sure.
David Blackman, our friend from somewhere in Texas, but a man with decades of experience in the oil and gas business, so his availability to us is really appreciated. As we move forward, another thing that's connected, Brent McDonald's addressed this, rising interest rates. Mm-hmm. They're inevitable. What does this mean? If you've been thinking about refining your home, buying a home, move quickly. There's an urgency to this. Call Morris Capuano at 409-9300. He's the guy with the experience, the know-how, and the urge to get you taken care of on a mortgage, a refi, or whatever it is you need. This is what he lives to do. And he's a great guy to navigate you through the process, whether you've been through it 10 times or this is going to be your first. But do it now, because buying especially can save you money on a monthly basis. You get more to live, maybe a yard, as opposed to what you're throwing out the window in rent. Your landlord gets that tax break. Put it in your pocket. Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank. Numerous programs available to help you out. Ask about those at 409-9300. Renaissance Bank is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 88697.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans. Paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
These days, you have more to print than ever before and less money to spend. Cartridge World is still here for all of you and will save you money. You get quality ink, and Cartridge World has the largest stock, old and new, of anyone in town. Lasers are now compatible to new, and the quality is second to none. Cartridge World is open to everyone, schools, doctors, and the general public. Come see the professionals at Cartridge World and let them make one thing easier by finding you what you need to get it all done and at great prices. Cartridge World, open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and they offer delivery and drop ship. Cartridge World, 6383 Atlanta Highway. Call 819-8797.
Hey, y'all, I'm Allison Robertson, team leader and associate broker of the A-Team at Local Realty. We offer a $2,900 full-service flat listing fee that can save you thousands on selling your home without sacrificing the service you receive. This allows sellers to hold on to more of their hard-earned equity. I've been a realtor in the River Region for over 5 years, and I'm also a veteran. Let us revolutionize your home selling experience. It's worth a conversation. Give us a call at 334-424-3080.
You've heard of one and done, but what about 100 and done? That's what Lexicon is for attorneys. $100 a month to be done with practice management headaches. Lexicon is a comprehensive software and services solution that helps transform law firms from top to bottom, giving lawyers the ability to focus more on law and less on practice management. We've spent more than a decade helping firms scale and grow while maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Let us do the same for you. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn more or request a demo.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now you can get insurance from a secret unified force deeply embedded in the Republic. The Deep State Farm Insurance has its own agenda for lowering your insurance rates.
Who are you talking to?
Jake from the Deep State Farm Insurance.
Hello, Jake from the Deep State Farm Insurance. What are you wearing?
A nondescript suit and tie like a secret, powerful federal bureaucrat.
The Deep State Farm Insurance, trying to secretly manipulate your insurance policy. Because like a good neighbor,
who may be manipulating your life,
Deep State Farm is there.
Go ahead. We have an insurance outrage in our morning show that we'll talk about later. David Blackman with us this afternoon, and today we've been picking on his experience in the oil and gas business for all these years and what the impacts of this colonial hack could be. You know what, above everything else, it's shocking to see how tenuous, how easily all of this can be disrupted.
I think that's the point David was making.
Sure.
Yeah,
I mean, it really can, and The thing is, and I don't want to be overly alarmist. The industry is pretty nimble. Mm-hmm. There are ways to adjust to this and kind of fill in supply, but it takes a few days, you know, to reroute shipments. And you know, a part of the problem here is that if you want to move loads of crude oil on big oil tankers from one U.S. port, let's say the Houston Ship Channel, where Colonial starts, by the way, to New York Harbor, where the Colonial Pipeline ends. If you want to try to make up that supply with ships, you can only do it on United States flagged ships with United States citizen crews. You can't do it with any of the Liberian tankers that bring in 98% of the crude oil that come from other countries. And that's because of this obscure law called the Jones Act, which is SOP to big labor and has existed for, 100 years probably.
Jeez.
It's a ridiculous, outdated law, just like the old ban on exports of crude oil was. But you just can't ever... I mean, there have been a dozen efforts just during my career in the business to repeal or heavily modify that law, but it always fails. So, that's an obstacle that would have to be overcome. And the president, who loves issuing executive orders, has issued 150 of them, or however many already. All he has to do is issue an executive order suspending the provisions of the Jones Act. And then you could, have a line of tankers going to New York Harbor and other ports along the eastern seaboard with, filled with oil and gasoline to be distributed in those areas.
But that would help America. We don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah, right, exactly. And so, and plus it would be, all his friends in big labor would yell and scream about.
Yep.
Because we had a caller named Dennis who said the problem right now isn't so much a shortage, it's an issue of moving it. Right?
Transport, yes, right. Transport.
Yeah, it's a distribution issue.
There you go.
Exactly.
You go.
And there is no shortage of oil or gasoline. It's just getting it where it needs to go now is a big issue.
Hey, I remember back in 1979 when Jimmy Carter created that Department of Energy.
Oh, Jimmy Carter.
That it employs, a quarter of a million people to do what all day?
And originally the Department of Energy had a budget of about $1 to $2 billion, and now it's I think $130 billion.
Their main
job is to provide security at the nation's nuclear power plant. That is job number one at the Department of Energy, and they really don't play much of a role in anything else other than commissioning studies for wind power.
That's another Jimmy Carter era thing. 3 Mile Island.
Yep.
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Occurred under his watch.
Right. And that, of course, destroyed what had been a budding nuclear power industry in this country. That and that movie. What was the movie with Jane Fonda and Chris Christopherson? About the meltdown. Anyway, China syndrome.
David, we had another question from a listener. He wanted to know if the summer-winter mix would be affected if this continues on.
Well, yeah, because, so that's the other thing that really complicates all of this is gasoline. We're now in the summer mix season, and there's 140 different blends of gasoline that have to be delivered in specific volumes to specific locations to deter summer haze. North Carolina, South Carolina, and Alabama, who are also supplied by Colonial Pipeline today. That actually happened today. So, that just It's a very complicated deal to distribute this gasoline the way it needs to be moved around this country from refineries that are mostly centered in the Houston-Beaumont corridor over to New Orleans. That's what we call Pad 4, and that's about 50% to 60% of the nation's entire refinery capacity, and every refinery that feeds gasoline into Colonial Pipeline is located along that corridor.
You know what's interesting? In our last couple of minutes here, we're seeing a real division within the country along red and blue states and how they're responding to things. Our state, others are saying enough of the extended unemployment, go get a job. and that's going to be happening soon. But I noticed they're not saying that in blue states up north.
Nope.
No, Democrats don't want people to work. People who work don't vote Democrat.
That's okay? Right.
They tend not to vote less for Democrats than people who don't work.
Yep, they want the
Democrat politicians don't want people working.
Nope, they want them relying on the government.
Exactly. That's their constituency.
David, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
As far as ethanol, do they mix the ethanol with the gas at the stations, or is that pre-mixed before they transport it?
It's either pre-mixed at refineries or at central distribution centers,
okay, so
where the truckers, loading facilities where truckers pick up the gasoline.
Gotcha. So it's not mixed at the individual stations?
It's not mixed at the station.
Okay. I didn't know. I just wondered. Thanks.
Trust me, you don't want some guy making minimum wage trying to mix those chemicals.
You got that right. It'd be like the Nazis with the V-stop and all that and their jets.
Man.
Kaboom.
Well, David, I think today more than any other day in the couple of years we've been talking with you, we've tapped into your energy experience, and we're really grateful that we had you on the air today.
Absolutely.
To give some insights.
I always love talking about energy.
Well, you've got the pedigree for it, man, and you write for Forbes magazine on the topic and are well-respected. I've seen him on TV.
Wow.
Yeah. He gets around, this David Blackman fella. And you'll join us again next week, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right, y'all. Have a good week.
See you.
We just got a call from someone who said gas at Lake Martin is $3.15 a gallon.
Regular unleaded.
So
the prices are going higher.
Yeah.
And Leon's getting larger.
You know, there are opportunists out there who are never going to let a crisis go to waste.
Well, let's put it this way. In 1979, if you could get it, you really didn't think too much about the price because the urgency wasn't to get the best price. It was to be able to get the next
gas,
destination.
Period. Yeah. Yeah.
True. This is not, you know, with Trump, I had a chance to kind of relive the Reagan era, prosperity. Mm-hmm. This country was humming. It was America first.
Going in the right direction.
Yeah. And now, it's like isn't it interesting, too, that all of this is happening after Biden went to visit Jimmy Carter at Plains, Georgia?
It is a very interesting observation there, Greg.
And posed for that ridiculous picture. Did you see that goofy picture with Joe?
Something's not right with that. I'm sorry. It's photoshopped or something. It's like they had two very small dummies, and they photoshopped their heads on top of them or something.
Yeah.
Something wasn't right with that.
Somebody said it was a wide-angle lens or some
photography. I think it was meant to send a message.
Absolutely. But I'm not sure what that message is.
Well, to me, it's like, don't compare us to Carter. We're much bigger than...
You're much dumber. Yeah. Yeah. Much more
very
inept.
Well may be. They are into symbolism big time.
But there again,
the numerology.
Everybody bought into the Jimmy Carter myth. Oh, yeah, he wears sweaters. He walks instead of taking limousines. That's what we need.
He's a peanut farmer.
Oh, my God. And the damage that man did lasted into the 90s, especially with interest rates and things like that.
Oh, I'll never forget 28, whatever it was, crazy interest rates.
Yeah. You actually, in some instances, at times, in the Carter years, could have put your house on your credit card and gotten a better interest rate.
Yep.
Nonsense. Just nonsense. All right. When you're stressed out and or dealing with chronic pain, other than what's coming over the news, go see our buddy Ryan Turner at Infusion and talk about some of the many options you have there for pain relief, for better energy, to lose weight. He's my coach. He is the guy that has turned my bike rides into a real productive exercise experience. Leon may be getting larger, but Greg Budell is not. Greg Budell is narrowing. And that's because it's not just a matter of riding the bike. It's how you ride it and how you take advantage of the time you have to do it to get the maximum benefit. And I love it. I really do. Pain's gone away. They got a great chiropractor there, Dr. Terry Gross. Ask about the Rub Genie. You've got to have that experience. You've got to be able to lay down on that comfortable padded table and have them run that genie up your back. That is, I call it a strand of drool experience, but they put fresh paper down so you don't have to worry
about
that.
That's good. Thank goodness.
Yes.
I was worried about that.
No, I mean, it's just so like, there is no drug.